Shittin for Zohar Motka is separate, because the Rabban hold, you always go bus for a second later. You never have an interval, a break in between the first count. You don't care about the first count. You always go straight to the second one. Hami Rabban Rabban and say, Levla Sheini Mani, you always count on the second later. Elolav is in the breath. Going according to Yehudi. Ushmamina, then we should have this proof again that Chumri is lay, Kula less lay. Rabbi Yehuda only says his din of the Chumra about the second Leida, that you'll have a Chiyuv Korban the second time. But not Lekula. Lekula doesn't say this. So Lekula also agree that the second Leida counts. And again, the Tum of Atari, you always start counting from the second Leida. So also there'll never be an interval in between. So this is one proof that Rabbi Yehuda Shittu is only in the Mishnah was the Chumra for the Korban. But here, if he made Tyra, he also agrees you always count from the second one. It always has to be Ritzufim. You can't have intervals in between. Now, the Yoit, secondly, Yom Ravashi says like this, Tosh Shema, the Pasuk ends off with Visheshish Yomim. By the later of the cave, it says Shishim Yom, Visheshish Yomim. Yochler also, these last 6 days, Bein Ritzufim, Bein Fuzorim, either straight Tyra, or else a break in between. Tam Lehman says, Shishim, 60, that Mashish, just like we dashed before by Shishim, Kulim Mitzufim have to be one after another. Shishim, these last six, the 66 days, Kulim Mitzufim have to be one after another. So again, man, who does the price to go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, goes according to Rabbanon Shita, Miyistu the Rabbanon of Fuzorim, the Rabbanon hold from the Shita altogether in the Fuzorim, Hami Rabbanon, Rabbanon hold, Levlad Sheini Mani, that you always count the Tum of the Tyro, Chiyuv Korban, from the second Leda. So there's the last Leda you have, last miscarriage she has. So when you start counting from there are no breaks in between. Because if there would be a break in between, another Leda, like another miscarriage, so you start over again. And you only count from the second one, not from the first one. So according to Rabbanim, there's no breaks anyway. What do you need the Pasuk for? Elolav isn't this Pasuk, only according to Rabbi Yehudi. I mean, again, there's another proof that that's the pshat, that Chumri Islay, that's what the Yud holds in the Mishnah, we skip the second miscarriage, and we're Mechayiv, and when she has a third miscarriage, a second carbon, that he says that's only the Chumra. But Kula Leslay, but the Kulia through the Tum of Atari doesn't hold like this. And the Tum of Atari also agrees that every miscarriage she has, like if it's less than 80 days in between, she has to start counting over again from the second Leda. And the Tumah of Yimei Tyra starts from that left Leda. Again, if it wasn't the Kevel, so for the next 14 days she's Tumah, then it goes for 66 days, it's called Yimei Tyra. But there's no intervals in those 66 days, it's only straight. Because if there would be an interval in between another miscarriage, if Yehuda would agree, it'd start over again. So again, Shmamin, here it's a good proof that Yehuda Mikra didn't hold the second Leda counts. Only in the Mishnah, Lechumra to Mechaibi, the second Korvin, does he say we skip the second miscarriage, the second Leda, and when she has the third one, we say then she has to keep to bring a second Korvin. Now the Mishnah says, Elu Bevi and Korvin Elu B'Yerid, these are the people that have a chiyuv to bring a Korvin Elu B'Yerid, mean depending upon how much they could afford, whether it's a Korvin, an animal, or whether it's a Mincha, or whether it's a birds, whether Oikos. Al Shmias Kil, that means you swear false that you do not know the Edis, and then we find out you admit that you yourself know the Edis. So there's a Chiyuv Korban, but it's called the Korban El Yerid. To be Abitis for Sayin, you make a Shvua Shek, like you swear you'll do something and you don't do it. So Lahor Lahitiv. So in that case, also you have a Korban Shvua. And the Korban is El Yerid. If somebody was Tomei and Meshoyim, he went into the Beis Hamikdash or Yei Kodshim, so Zchiyuv Korban is Noel V'Yerid for Ayeledis, and he should have gives birth. When it comes to the Tyra, his Korban is called the Korban Noel V'Yerid. So more says Tanra Bar, went like this, that Yesh may be Bedalus V'Yashiris. Sometimes you bring a Korban. So again, so some cases that you have to bring a Korban Bedalus the Yashiris, you have to bring both a poor Korban and a rich Korban. The Yesh may be Bedalus, and sometimes they bring a poor one. The Yesh may be Bedalus, and some bring of the poorest. How do you have this? Yeledis Nishta gives birth, may be Bedalus. A Nishta gives birth, she brings the offering, she brings the korban of a poor, and the ashiris, and of a rich also. The Rashi explains, asiris means that the kisvoy sira, either a lamb, false, but you don't know edus or bitus for sayin for tumas midrash kadoshov meviyim bedalus for daladalus. They bring birds or else minchas. They're bringing the poor or very poor. Now tiny idoch went another price like this. So tiny idoch yesh mevi echad tachas echad. Sometimes they bring one offering to replace some another one. One covering tachas another one. Yesh mevi shnayim tachas shnayim. Some have to bring two instead of two. Yesh mevi shnayim tachas achas. And sometimes they bring one. Yesh mevi shnayim. They bring two in the place of one. And yesh mevi achas tachas shnayim. Sometimes they bring one in the place of two. How do you have this? Mikana tlama. From here we learn out that lasira seifa. That one you have to bring in mincha, which is a tenth of an eifa. The fruta, it's worth a fruta. Now the Gemara explains. Yerledes mevi achas tachas achas. Yerledes brings one in the place of another. That means preda achas v'yoif achas. She has to bring one preda. V'yoif means one bird. Tachas kevis instead of the lamb. So Rashi explains, because regularly Yerledes, if she's ashiris, she's rich, yes, she brings a kevis liyela. She brings a kevis for korban oilam. Uben yoinoi tor lechatis. Now, if she's dalas, if she's poor, she brings shtei terim. Dainu preda de yoif tachas kevis. That's called one tachas the other. Even if she's rich, also she has to bring a bird for the chatas. Nachminir is for the oila. If she's rich, she brings a korban oila kevis. Now that she's poor, she brings a bird for it. That's called achas tachas achas. Now, metzera, shtei predim tachas shnei kvosim. A metzera brings the two birds instead of two kvasim. Now the chet of Shmias Akril, Obitus Vasayim, for Tumas Midish Gudeshov, is Meviyim base Predas. You have to bring these two birds, Tachas Kipso Achas. They bring these two birds instead of one lamb. Now, Umeviyim Bedale Dalas, if they're very poor, they bring then Asiru Seifa, in the one tenth of an eighth of Mincha, Tachas Shnei Predim. Instead of the two birds, they would have brought as a poor one. Now, Tachas Shnei Predim. Kitani, we learned this, says, and the Bryce ends off, that Nikana Tlam, from here we learn out, Liasira Seifa, the one tenth of an eifah, Shiva Pruta, that's worth at least a Pruta. So the question is, we know, and how do we know this, that an Asira Seifa is worth a Pruta? So Tanar Bottom word like this, Hoima Reya Lai Beselel Mizbech. If somebody says he's Mechayiv himself to give, like the worth of a seller to the Mizbech, and there's a korban that's worth at least a seller. So maybe kevis, he has to bring a lamb. Shein dov a korban sella ella kevis. The only thing that's worth only a sella, so cheap, is a lamb. That's very cheap. So the very life of sella, Rashi says, means the korban hanikach b'sella. So Rashi says, so that's the cheapest korban we have, is a kevis worth a pruta. Moses mimai, how do we know this? Midyom Rachmona, since the pasuk says ayil osham. The Kesef Shkolim, an Ayil Oshem, an Ayil, that's already a lamb that's 2 years old already. So that's worth of the Kesef Shkolim. The Chalav, the Kevis Ben Shun, was only 1 year old. The seller, it's worth a seller. So Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Gabi Oshem, Basham Yilas, but Vayikra, it says, Ayil the Kesef Shkolim, Dainu Shtei Sloyim. So Kitzur, a 2 year old lamb is worth two Sloyim. Therefore, 1 year old lamb is only worth one seller. The assistance of Pasuk says, Kevis ben Shinosai, that Stamek Kevis means during his first year. Utanan will learn like this, that Omdu Kinan Boy Bayoim, the day that he passed him to say that the potter from bringing in the rest of the birds, so the price went down like we had the mission before. Tanan will learn, Omdu Kinan Boy Bayoim, Brivosom, it came down to worth a quarter of a dinner. So, Midachas Rachmon Alei, since we the Torah had such Rachmon, it says pity on you, the Dallas, from every chad mishisha osa basiris, the dalas is 1/16 of a rich one. Is Chas Rachmona led Daladal, same thing as Tarmag Rachmonis, upon the very poor person that has to only bring a mincha, Lemevi Chad, Mishish Shasa Vadalis, it should also be 1/16 of what a poor person has to bring. So the Kitzur Rashi explains when it says Bervosayim that these birds came down to be worth a quarter of a dinner. Says so that's when you bring Shnei Predim Bedalis, Berev Din is worth a quarter of a dinner. Takas, instead of bringing a keves, instead of bringing a lamb, which is bought Besela. So there comes out to be 1/16 of a sela. 1/16 of a sela is a quarter of a dinner. So that's what this birds are worth, kineged the keves. Says so, when you go down to the dollars, it has to be worth also 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner, which is down to a pruta. The Rashi says, b'roiv a dinner, quarter of a dinner, there are 48 prutas. So more really is a question now. In came if so, dollars come have a river. A poor woman brings these birds, how much is it worth? A quarter of a dinner. Now, the Kami Priti, how many prutas are there, the river, in a quarter of a dinner? A boy in the Timna, there are 48 prutas. If so, Chad Mishishosa, 1/16 of this, Kamehavi, how much is that, the dollars? Plus a prutas should be worth 3 prutas. Kutari, we learned before, Mikanataloma, the Lasira Saif of a pruta. And the Lasira Saif is only worth a pruta. The question is, am I pruta? Why a pruta? Martha, you're telling me, Lasira Saif for dollarsu. That the Asira Sefer, 1/10 of the Efer, that's what you bring for the Mincha, what a dollars bring. And the Yoma, Chad Mishisa, with the dollars. You're telling me now that the dollars, the very poor one, is 1/16 of the poor one. So it's 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner, who, the Chashvin and the Gimapriti heaven, it came out that should be 3 prutas. So why do you tell me now that the dollars is only worth 1 pruta? The Kurut should be worth 3 prutas. So the Gemara answers, Tana, this Tana the price holds, Mi Yoledis Yalak. He learns it out from a lady that gives birth. The Maisiya Predak, she has to bring one bird, Takas Keves, instead of the Yalam. It comes out to be that the lamb is worth, we said before, is worth a sela. And a Predak now, one is worth not a quarter of it, but an eighth of a dinner. And so the Heve Chad Mitlosim Train comes out to be 1/32 the keves, it's 1/32 of a keves. And so the yad kan daladalis kan evi. So you want to know how much is a very poor man, the mincha is supposed to be kinega the birds, should also be chad mishishosa badalis. So the most question now is the yad kan daladalis, that you bring very poor kan evi, chad mishishosa. In other words, by yaledis, you don't have a daladalis. You have to learn out a daladalis from the other chatoim, the other oil of the yurit. So by them, they have to bring 2 birds. So it comes out that the daladalis is still only 1/16 of the dalas. So the mechi yalef, you know, from a keves v'yayel. Is that kind of should be pruta palga. So it should come out to be worth a prut and a half. So daladalis should be worth a prut and a half, not 1 pruta. So if you have now that the poor one is 1/32 of the rich, and then the poorest is 1/16 of that, so the mice now comes out to be a fruit and a half, so it's still off by a half of a fruit. Why did we say before it's only 1 fruit, it should be worth now a fruit of palga? So my rover says like this, Kula Milton, know everything running out now from a yeledis. But guess what she gives birth? Vochikom, this is what I mean to say. Midachat rachmon oler de dalas, the mevi chad. Since we see by Yoledis, she only has to bring 1 bird, Kinega the Keves, so that's 1/32 of an Ashiris. Umayi Yoledis is Hochi Chas Chmona Senator Rachmonis, the Dalai Dalas Leneve, Chad Mitlosum Betrayim Adalas. So just like we find by Yoledis, the difference between the rich and the poor is 1/32. The same way with other places that we have a poor and very poor, it should also go down to be 1/32. Freddy Gamari Yochi, if so, River de Pruteve should be less than a prut, even a quarter less than a pruta. Not even a full pruta's worth. So more says true Okanami Saka true that way. El Blavur Kharya Lesuya Pokas Mikruta Lamokam. You never have to give anything less than the pruta to Hashem. So when you do have to bring this mincha to your sefer, it has to be worth at least the pruta. V'nechnami, not more. Really, it should be worth even less, a quarter less than a pruta. But since it's not normal to give something less than a pruta, that's why we call it a pruta. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding by the Mishnah of Yudam Abed. You're about a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma ben shivcha le ben kol arois. What's the difference between a person that lives with a shivcha or whether you live with all the arois that you have karas for? So the difference are like this. Shalai shav salahen, that they're not different, they're different. Loi b'yoynish, not the punishment, they have different punishments. For loi b'korban, they have a different korban also. Shekol ha-royis, if the man lives with any one of the arroyis, it says in the parasha of arroyis, your sister, your brother's wife, so loch rizu, do it b'shoigi d'chai d'chatis. Do it b'meizu d'chai d'chorus. Ma'ashenkin v'shivcha, if a man lives with a shivcha, that's a shivcha harufa, so if you live with a shivcha harufa, here the pasuk says, but the shivcha kananis, if a Jew lives with them, the Yoshim, he has to bring a Korban Yoshim. Now, Kol Aroyis b'nekeva, all other Aroyis that bring the Chattis is brought b'nekeva. It's in the cave of Behemah. Vashenki v'shivcha b'zocher. Vashivcha, you live with a Shivcha, you have to bring a Noshim, or Noshim comes from a Zocher. Now, Kol Aroyis, if a man lives with one of the Aroyis, Echur Ish v'yechur Isha Shovim, that both shall both have the same oinit punishment, that the Makis will be Korban. They do it benazid with Hasroam, they get Makis. In case with his only Yechiv Chorus, there's no Chiv Misa b'de Yodim. And if they do it b'shevi, they both chai the Korban, both the man and the lady. Ma'ashenkin of a Shivcha, when a Jew lives with a Shivcha Harufa, as we'll see in the next Mishnah exactly what a Shivcha Harufa is, when a man lives with a Shivcha, hither than is Lo'ishva, Lo'ish, Lisha. They're both different, they're not alike, not the man and not the Isha. The Makis, mean to say, Isha b'makis. The pasuk says that the man get the she gets the makis for loy. Mean to say, let's listen. Loy hish for loy ish liisha b'makis. Means that she gets makis, not him. The man does not get makis. Only the shivcha gets makis. And loy hish for isha liish for korban. Mean to say that the isha is not chay the korban. Only the man is. The shivcha is part of the korban oshem. Only the man has to bring the korban oshem. That's a special law when the man lives with a shivcha that she gets malchus and he has the chiv to bring a korban. Now, kol haroyis also ben esamora kegomer. All other royis, if you make a tchilas bia, just the beginning of the bia, you chayiv as if you made the gemar bia. And also the chayiv are called bia. You chayiv every bia also. Every time you live with them, you chayiv if there's a helim in between. There was a D in between. If you knew that you did the Aveira, and then you forgot you did it again, so if every B, you have another Korban. So, Zu Choymer Hechmer. Now, these things you only have by a Royis and not by a Shivcha. By a Shivcha, you're not Chayiv just with the Ma'ara, with the beginning of the Bia. It has to be a Gemar Bia. We'll see in the Gemara how we know this. And also, by a Shivcha, you had the Mishnah before, that if you have Kama Bias with the same Shivcha, you only have to bring one Oshem. Even though in between you realize you did the chet, here we don't say the halomis is mechalik, but rather even though it's a few times you live with the same shivcha, you only have to bring one korban. But baroyis is not that way. Then the Mishnah says, zu chaymer hichma b'shivcha, this is a chumah they made by shivcha, shosabu.